Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Ultrasound Gel Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Ultrasound Gel Podcast. Thanks for joining us again. I'm Mike Pratz and I have with me today Jacob Avila.
Hello.
Jacob, how's it going today?
It's going well. Super excited about talking about hip fractures today and how we can help our patients not have pain with this or have less pain.
So today we're talking about this paper called Regional Nerve Blocks Improve Pain and Functional Outcomes in Hip Fracture, a Randomized Control Trial. Now this was published in the Journal of American Geriatric Society, October 2016. That's not a journal I'm regularly perusing, but I think that this article really applies to a lot of people practicing point-of-care ultrasound. So let me give you a little background on this. Hip fractures are common. We see these a lot in people that fall down or slip. And, you know, especially the elderly population, this can be a common cause for all sorts of morbidity as it leads to a lot of problems with ambulation, and then maybe they need someone at home now to help them. So it can cause a lot of problems. Pain control can also be tricky in these people because a lot of times they throw a lot of high dose opioids and that can cause side effects. You don't like to intubate people after giving them, you know, 10 milligrams of hydromorphone. So there's got to be a better way. Right, Jacob?
I agree. And I kind of want to echo your point there. One of the stats that I found interesting here was that only 60%, within 6 months, only 60% of patients with hip fractures will have recovered their pre-fracture walking ability. And that's kind of crazy. We don't think about this as being something that affects morbidity as much as it does.
You're so right. That's a huge stat. And think about the life-altering effects of this injury that oftentimes, you know, in the emergency department, it's kind of a quick dispo. If they can't walk or they're elderly, they have to be admitted, get physical therapy. But
right.
It can really have a big effect on them.
Right, right.
So I think that this article specifically is looking at how well can we control their pain and also can we affect their post-operative function if we start using regional anesthesia as opposed to the more traditional parenteral analgesia. So this is a cool article. They're asking the question, if you use femoral nerve blocks for hip fractures starting in the emergency department, what are the outcomes after the operations? So Jacob, hit us with the methods. What went down here?
So this study included three hospitals that were in New York. They enrolled 161 patients, and all these patients were greater than 6 years old and had the diagnosis of a hip fracture. They got randomized to get either an ultrasound-guided femoral nerve block that's in the emergency department by emergency physicians, followed by a continuous fascia iliaca block that was done within 24 hours, and that was either like at the 24-hour mark or when they had their surgery. That was the intervention group, and the control group was the patients that got no nerve blocks at all. So none by emergency, none by anesthesia. They just got conventional analgesics. Now, what they evaluated specifically was their pain scale, so from 0 to 10, and they looked at the distance they were able to walk on postoperative day 3 and their walking ability 6 weeks after discharge, as well as looking at things like opioid side effects. So with the randomization, they did block randomization. So they either did 2, 4, 6 participants in a row that got randomized into the group. And with the nerve block that the ED did, it was a single shot femoral nerve block. It was 20 mLs of 0.5% bupivacaine. And that was, of course, performed under ultrasound guidance. And then within 24 hours of that injection, a infusion catheter of anesthesia was inserted under ultrasound guidance as well. And then the catheters were all removed after post-operative day 3.
Okay, so these patients come in diagnosed with hip fracture. They start with analgesia in the emergency department with a single shot femoral nerve block with 20 mLs of bupivacaine. Mm-hmm. Then afterwards, they soon afterwards have a catheter placed for continuous regional anesthesia.
Right.
And these patients, it's not like they were only getting that. Could they supplement with parenteral analgesia as well?
Yes, PRN.
Got it. So that was compared to traditional analgesia, which was only, I think they used some IV acetaminophen and other sort of opioid medications to treat their pain. So talking a little bit about nerve blocks, I think it may be people that aren't familiar, maybe they don't know the difference between femoral nerve blocks and fascia iliaca blocks. So Jacob, can you talk to us a little bit about the different ways that you can get this level of regional anesthesia?
Sure. So with the femoral nerve block, you're actually targeting the femoral nerve itself. It's a little triangular structure that is on the lateral side of the femoral artery. And you're kind of aiming for that specific nerve and trying to infiltrate around that. With the what the fascia iliaca block does is basically it just makes sure that the catheter is placed between, basically it's like a plane block, placed between the muscle and the fascia iliacus. Place there and you do a plane block with a large volume of fluid and you just fill that whole compartment with anesthesia.
Okay, so let's talk about what they found in this. Now, like Jacob mentioned, they had a total of 153 patients for the inpatient portion, and then when they attempted to get the six-week follow-up, that ended up being 108 patients. Mm-hmm. So as far as their primary outcomes, pain at 1 hour after the fracture, it was superior in the femoral nerve block group. Pain at 2 hours, superior in femoral nerve block group. Pain at post-op day 3, better in the femoral nerve block group. So that was impressive results in itself, but then I think they took it one step further and looked at functional outcomes. So the main way they measured this was how far can they walk in 2 minutes. So femoral nerve block could walk 170 feet, and control group could only walk 100 feet. And that was statistically significant. So what this shows us is that not only is their pain better controlled, but they actually seem to be recovering their function and walking ability better when they're getting this regional anesthesia. And I think that's pretty impressive.
Well, let me, can I be devil's advocate here, Mike?
Yeah, go ahead.
So these kind of variables they were looking at were all recorded at postoperative day 3, and they all had those catheters placed until postoperative day 3. And is there any information about this helping beyond when the anesthetic was actually in the patient?
So you're saying that farther down the road after they got out of the hospital, does it help?
Right,
help
exactly. Because that's kind of what I care about. I mean, if the catheter's in and they're getting anesthesia, of course they're going to do better because it doesn't hurt. That makes intuitive sense, but did it look at any kind of outcomes down the road as far as one group being better than the other?
Yeah, I'm so glad that you asked that. So when they did the follow-up at 6 weeks out, they actually measured this score called the FIM locomotion score, which kind of tested how good are you at walking, how well do you feel with climbing stairs. And the femoral nerve block group had higher scores versus the control or the traditional analgesia group at 6 weeks as well. So that also leads us to believe that this has some more long-lasting effects on these patients.
Gotcha. Is there anything that did worse when the ultrasound catheter was placed?
I think that for the patients that enjoy having pain, they probably didn't like getting the regional anesthesia as much.
Right. And also the patients that enjoy opioid side effects, they also did worse with regards to that compared to the intervention group. The control group had 4 times as many side effects from the opioids as the intervention group did. So 4 times as many complications with opioids than if you just use that nerve block catheter.
Yeah, and these are things that included nausea, sedation, a little confusion or unclear thinking. Now, to be fair, though, the delirium, they also were checking levels of delirium, and that was not statistically significant difference there, which I was kind of surprised at because you think that in this elderly population that are getting a lot of sedating medications, they would be at risk for delirium, but there was really no difference when they got the femoral nerve block in this study.
Gotcha.
Just to round it out, there were no bleeding episodes or falls or catheter-related infections from having this regional anesthesia in this study either.
So you're saying no downsides, only upsides?
That's what it seems like. I guess maybe a downside is... No, I can't think of one.
Okay. Good try.
Yeah. Okay. So limitations to this study, there is the placebo effect you have to consider because they weren't able to really do adequate blinding or sham injections. They tried to, but they realized quickly that nurses were smart and could distinguish a catheter that was just taped to the skin compared to one that was actually next to the nerve.
Right, right.
And so they also lost a few people to their six-week follow-up. 29% of their population was lost, so that's a significant proportion that we don't know exactly what happened. Another thing to consider in these studies where they bundle treatments together, where they did an ED single-shot block plus a continuous catheter later on, we don't know exactly the level of importance of each of those components. So
right.
Really, if you're going to try to apply this data to a population that you see, you're going to have to try to do those both together.
That's a good point.
And lastly, they did exclude patients that had advanced dementia, which I think maybe would have made their results more impressive, because those patients are the ones that you really want to be sparing these opioid analgesics.
True, true.
All right. Well, so my take-home points from this is that doing a single-shot femoral nerve block in the ED and continuous regional anesthesia later on is definitely a feasible method for pain control. In this study, it led to better pain control, less opioids, and better functional outcomes.
And my take-home points are what Mike said.
All right. Well, thanks again for joining us, and we'll talk to you later.
More pressure, more gel, more pressure, more gel, more
ultrasound gel podcast.